Where in the Bible will I find the bride of Christ? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Jesus died for His church, Ephesians 5:25. He loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify it, having cleansed it by the washing of water with the Word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5:25 through 27. The church of our Lord Jesus Christ is the bride of Christ. Revelation 21:2, also verses 9 and 17 of that 21st chapter of Revelation. And that is a tremendous appeal for its purity. Christ loved the church infinitely more than any man can love his bride, because his capacity to love is much greater. And he wants her to be holy and without blemish. The frills and trappings conceived by men fall so far short of the beauty and simplicity of the New Testament pattern. They are cheap, much too cheap to be dragged into it. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is resplendent by the effulgence of its own glory, and anything added by men only mars its beauty, darkens its light, and neutralizes its influence and its power to shed abroad the gospel of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. The church must be kept holy and without blemish as the precious bride of Christ. And when this is done, she stands amidst the nations of the earth with a glory and a grandeur that transcends all the highest concepts of humankind. May God help everyone to be free from the shackles of denominationalism and become a member of the Lord's church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is His body. There is where God dwells among His people. It is the family of God, and God has no children outside His family. I must be in it, and you must be in it, if we want to be in that great company of the redeemed, who by the hands of ministering angels shall at last be ushered through the portals of glory into the presence of the Ancient of Days. Daniel 7:13 and verse 22. There to behold the superior excellence of His glory and bask in the sunlight of His love throughout the ages of eternity. You see, all spiritual blessings are in Christ, Ephesians 1, verse 3. To receive them, we must put on Christ, Galatians 3:27, and live a faithful Christian life, Revelation 2, verse 10.